I swear, the things people buy at Hunter's. I just failed to see the humor in this.
But anyway, my fiddle teacher liked my tunes, and so he and I used to go out on a quiet and we'd entertain old folks' homes and things, doing duets, playing Scottish tunes. So that got supported, you know, and so I'm doing Scottish music at home, doing classical music at school, and I loved it. And I loved the challenge of playing the violin, grappling with this instrument. At the same time, the violin became like a torch in a way for me, because I was so reluctant to speak. I wouldn't speak to anyone. And part of that is associated with what in Scotland is known as the cultural cringe. It's now a documented thing, but I had to find all this out. This is a psychological thing that happens in cultures when empire or larger governmental bodies try to suppress a culture. The people in the culture are made to feel really insecure about who they are and which is the desired effect. So I'm, like many Scottish children, I'm playing in the playground with a Scottish accent, insecurely, and then I'm going into the classroom and I'm being told to speak properly. That the words I just used in the playground are not appropriate. Like, to say dinny, the classic thing is this Scottish school teacher telling the Scottish school kid, dinny say dinny. So I go through Edinburgh questioning, not fitting into jam sessions because my vibrato's too big, and not fitting into orchestras because I want to go party all the time and I want to put grace notes in and I want to go like take classical music and really make it mine in a voracious way. Like, I'm hungry for art and music, but I can't find anyone. I don't know who my people are. I don't have, you know, it's like... And then I went at home in the university system, they have what they call the milk run. When you go to graduate, this last year of university, they have potential employers come around and interview students. So I did the milk run, autopilot, like I was doing everything else. Didn't know myself yet. And I've written down I want to travel, meet people, play music. End up being a petrophysicist with British Petroleum and oil company. And the next thing I know is I'm in the 32nd floor of Britannic House at the headquarters of British Petroleum. Finally, I used to sit in my office doing daft things like writing tunes to the the rhythmic motion of the plotter on the maps that I was drawing at like 10 o'clock at night, just going, and I'm sitting there, and then I was working, because I used to work late at night. I worked hard for it. I loved it. I loved the questions. I was challenged mathematically. So I'm sitting there one night, and all this questioning finally broke through. And I had what I call a penny drop moment. And it was 1985, sitting in the Alcoa building in San Francisco on the 22nd floor or something. Around midnight, on my own. I used to love working in the office on my own. I go, there's hardly a person on the planet that isn't, that can't be reached by music, that isn't influenced by music. Is that true? No, is that what? What did I just say? There isn't a person, a human being that can't somehow be reached by music. No. Man, music is not trivial. It's not this add-on thing that you stick on after your work is done, which is what I've been brought up safely to believe. And I go, that's it. There's the answer to all my questions, and I quit the next day. And I knew then that I had come out of that phase. And thankfully, I could wrap it up and tie a little knot around and a bow and move on. So then that led to me fully going into music and asking questions of music and its role in society and how we need it and how we can use it in our daily lives, and we can use it in therapeutic ways, and we can use it to get jobs done. And it's integral to our way of being as humans. So that coupled with the Scottish condition and how music was suppressed made me just want to fight for music and fight for the human spirit, and as it is evidenced in music. So that was the beginning of the journey that is not just about fiddle, it's about fanning the flame of music and what it can do.
We're going to